And now, James Gravel.
Did you know that the Bible says there is a way to keep from sinning? Have you ever known a rational, accountable human who could honestly say, "I have never sinned"? Hardly. The Apostle John wrote, "If we say we have not sinned, we make God a liar." 1 John chapter 1, verse 10. As much as we hate to admit it, we all have sinned. But there's good news. God's Word informs us that He sent His Son as the propitiation for the sins of the world, 1 John chapter 2, verse 2. A propitiation is a substitutionary sacrifice. Jesus paid the debt for our sins. As Luke wrote, "The Son of Man came to seek and save the lost," Luke 19, verse 10. This is why the Apostle Paul could say to the Christians in Corinth, "I thank my God always for the grace of God which was given to you by Christ." 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. There are certain steps we must take to be forgiven of our sins. If we believe that Jesus is God's Son, John 3:16, confess Christ as the Son of God, Romans 10:10, repent of our past sins, Acts 2:38, and are baptized in water for the remission of our sins, Acts 22, verse 16, God has promised to forgive our sins. But there's more good news. God's Word also tells us how to avoid sinning in the first place. Paul wrote, "Be careful how you live, not as unwise, but wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is." Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 17. How can we be wise? Paul said in 2 Timothy 3, verse 15, that the Holy Scriptures are able to make us wise. To avoid sinning, we must have the same attitude as the psalmist who wrote, "Your word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you." Psalm 119, verse 11. The prophet Micah wrote, "He has shown you what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with God." Micah 6:8. And of course, we must always be sober and vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Therefore, resist him. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verses 8 and 9. These are the ways by which we can avoid sinning.
To God be the glory. This is the gospel of Christ.